get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups, shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. In all the competing schools, all the competing schools, all the competing schools. I can't wait to cart this off.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max. I promised you that I would be back, and I am back, and now I am joined by...
Jazzy Jeff, no relation.
And we are here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, doing On the Town with Mikey D, 3 hours of local music, and around 45 minutes of live music. Tonight, we're going to have the Electric Aces. Exciting stuff.
Exciting stuff. Yeah. Heard the Acoustic Aces before, but I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Always something with this Jeff. Jeez.
Yeah, where's the rim shot button?
Yeah, we need one of those. No, we really don't.
No.
You do. The studio, not so much. We're going to be playing some local music. We're going to start things off with Brother Sky by Ripe.
That's fine, you never really get out of it. But did you figure this as party up there? Sip so stop, try and wiggle with the weight of it. Do your best to try and reason with the weight of it. Even as you fail, at least you'll understand. You spill your drink as you wander towards this table. Trying your best to keep your cool, you're not completely sure you're able. That's fine, may as well make friends with where you're going. Take your time.
that sort to lie. So play, that's in the morning, it'll be different. Tell yourself in the morning, it'll be different. Who cares about truth? Whatever helps you survive. It's 5 a.m. and you're dripping like a sauna. Wondering how does Tennessee get so cold in fucking August? And that's fine. May as well make friends with where you go and take your time. Children, when I'm older, how their daddy went for exactly what he wanted. It's a different kind of loving when you're not sure what you're staying for. It's a different kind of victory when you're not sure what you're playing for. I'll be one man in the corner, spitting songs about religion. Trying to get you to grow wings out of these shoulders you've been given. You can fly, so I will meet you at the morning sunshine's bright. Tell you there are no normal nights. May as well enjoy it when your only choice is chasing. No one needs to tell you there are no normal nights. May as well enjoy you when your only choice is chasing. to believe the world should be bohemian. And if I had a feeling that I liked, I'll write it on the wall. Now this silly thing that we call time just had to go and grow me up. And now I know, yeah, now I know, that's not how it works at all. Tire swinging, life makes much more sense when I'm spinning. But what happens when this tire is tired of spinning? How then will I go? Huh. Spinning circles, sitting.
was just that last song was Guster with Do You Love Me, and it doesn't get more local than that. Guster was a Tufts band, if you did not know that already. And
hurrah, hurrah. Oh no, not the mic up. No,
your mic was off. I needed to change the profile, but we're back. Well, yeah.
On is good.
On is good. Before that was Los Elk with Tire Swing.
Well, you need a tire string to attach the tire swing, I think.
You do. But it wasn't the subject of the song, unfortunately. And before that was Coral Moons with Fall in Love. And you saw Coral Moons recently, didn't you?
I've seen them a couple times. I covered them as a concert photographer recently. They're really, really nice, and they're very talented. I think they all work full-time, too. The lead singer is a full-time software engineer, I believe, in Rochester, New York. And then she comes to Boston and plays music all the time, which is wild.
That's a trip.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
Very cool. And I believe that they are playing at Levitate Music Festival this summer.
I don't know if they're playing Levitate. They are playing Boston Calling.
I'm pretty sure they're playing Levitate.
Let's see. Q-Tip Bandits are playing Levitate.
And that was... Oh, we haven't played them yet, but we will be. We will be.
Also very nice people. Managed by the same person, actually. Q-Tip Bandits and Coral Moons.
Makes sense, I'd say.
Why'd you look at the food lineup? We are not eating the Coral Moons.
This is 2023...
How does it feel to be deeply, deeply wrong?
Q-Tip Bandits is playing, though.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Couches, too. They're in the playlist.
Oh, yeah, Couches. Yeah, yep. I went to band with... I went to camp with one of the people in the band in Couch. Zach Blankstein, if you're listening, we went to Eisner together.
Gorgeous. And we started off with Ripe, with Brother Sky.
Another great band, another local band, Berkeley band.
Very talented musicians, you know what that means. Coming up next, we're going to have the Q-Tip Bandits, the aforementioned Q-Tip Bandits.
Tongue tied, torn by your anxious mind. you made me cry. I like it when I feel brokenhearted. I like it when I feel alone. Reflections of the waves. You're laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face, so you can stay asleep. And it makes felt so wrong. It's scary to realize when you open up your eyes, the words look different than before. Reflections of the waves. You're laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face, so you can stay asleep. When you've given someone the time I gave you, you wanna feel sad when it's gone. It comes as somewhat of a shock that when it's all through, you get a new coffee order and you keep moving on. Reflections of the waves. You laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face, so you can stay asleep. And it makes my heart ache. Things will never be the same. No, no. Reflections of the waves. You laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face,
that death is just some guy who's doing his job. We'll call him Brendan. Sometimes he gets tired but still shows up and does the work. Go get him, Brendan. I don't know if we'd know how to put meaning into things if not for Brendan. What good is a journey? Journeys all beginning and no ending. I know it's late, I hope work was good today. I'm sure it's hard, I'm sure it's lonely. It's a way it's you, but you try your best and your life gets in the way. Ben and I'm grateful, that's all I'm trying to say. Over.
That was The Game by Opus Infinity, a member of which I went to high school with, Cooper Hyde. Cool guy. Cooper is a great musician, and Opus Infinity broke up shortly after that. They were going to release an album, but it didn't get mixed. But I had seen them in a basement show in Austin, and they were really good, so I was a little disappointed about that.
Yeah, it sucks when that happens. One band that I've played when I've been on the town for some local music is WFOC, World Federal Organization Club, and they were a Tufts
band. Are you allowed
to
say that on...
I am. Okay. WFOC. It's an O-F-O-C. Yeah, it works.
Cool.
They were a Tufts group, and they played their first gig at a real venue. It was the Burren.
There are some good bands that play the Burn.
Yeah. And then COVID happened like 2 weeks later. And that's all they wrote. They did release an album though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is tough when you like hear a song live too, when you hear a band that you like and they're like, here's a new song, it's really good, and then they don't release it. Ripe did that to me once.
See, my friend Dan is in WFOC, and there's one song that they have that I've heard. I mean, I saw them play live in the Crane Room so many times. I saw them play live at least like eight times because I went to every single show that they had. And he's like, hey, you remember that song, blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, vaguely, wait, yes. And he's like, yeah, it doesn't exist anywhere. Except in our memories. And I was like, that's the most... Why did you have to tell me that?
That's tough.
I could have just forgotten that song. But now I just have to pine for it. But he's still a musician. And he's like, you'll hear it again someday. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Chekhov's Gun song. I like that.
Hmm?
A little Chekhov's Gun song. You know, like, you know it's going to come back at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Before Opus Infinity with The Game, we had Ripe with Brendan. Before that was Melt with Waves, and the Q-Tip Bandits with Chasing Cars. And I got to see WFOC open for the Q-Tip Bandits many years ago in Alston in a little basement.
That's pretty cool. Q-Tip Bandits are really, really nice, like I said before. I met them at, I don't know, the first time may have been at Coral Moons. But I've a friend of mine, actually, I don't remember how she got connected with them, but she makes these embroidered shirts, and she made one for Leo, the frontman, and it says shirt, just embroidered in all caps on his shirt. And when I met him, I was like, oh wait, are you the shirt guy? And he's like, yeah, shirts by Amy. Yeah, quick plug for Shirts by Amy on Instagram.
very nice. And so coming up next, it's going to be a song called Autumn. A song called The Way, excuse me. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, this is by my friend Sarah. I think Cooper is also on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're both great musicians. Berkeley people.
Woo! Local.
Yeah, local. Excellent.
Yeah.
If you're listening, hi guys. Thanks for listening. If not, it's fine. That's cool.
Well, thanks for tuning in, and even if you're not listening, everyone else will be. Here is The Way by Cooper Hyde and Sarah Nagy.
Unless I've been saying it wrong for years, in which case, Sarah, let me know.
Anyway, here's The Way. And maybe we'll find out the way that you say it. And if you have any local music that you like to that you would like us to play, you can go to wmfo.org/DJ-chat. Or you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. How do you say it? We're getting texts.
Thanks, Sarah. She says, I nailed it, so I have been saying it right for years, as I thought, but Max made me doubt myself for some reason. He just has this way of saying things confidently and incorrectly.
It's called doing radio.
No.
I'm really good at that. Anyway, here is The Way.
Whisper slowly, tell
yesterday the fog blew in, riding on a gust of wind, bringing in memories. Freshman in the coffee shop, lonely while the couples talk, that kind of ruined fall for me. But now I feel alright. There's new light in my life. I don't mind the wind, now there's sunshine on my skin. So I let it in. You bring color to my life, you do. Now I love autumn the way I love you.
Days in Linkin Park, wrapped up in your favorite scarf, and we fell like the leaves.
Now you watch The Bachelorette,
keep sugar in my cabinet, yeah.
And you do it all.
Standing there with your philosophy. If you need attention, just act like you don't care. I tell you I love you, you don't wanna know. Well, I tell all your friends, but they're just part of the show, yeah. Well, that's alright, my heart is doing fine. Maybe you'll love me when I'm done wasting my time. But oh, how I need you, yeah. So bad, so bad. But hey, let's try.
All right, that last one was Couch with Autumn, and we had Autumn by Couch, followed by Quiver by the Quins. This is Mellow Max and Jazzy Jeff, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Nobody is special enough to text and drive. It's dangerous for everyone. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org and learn more. A quick PSA to squeeze in before the top of the hour.
Also, bees are dying at an alarming rate.
That is true.
Apparently, though, honeybees are out competing other bees.
Yes.
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, like, there are many domesticated bees, but they outcompete the wild ones.
Hmm.
And you don't want to lose that, you know, natural ecosystem.
Hmm.
I read an interesting article about celebrity birds in Central Park today.
Like birds that have cult followings within
yes.
the Central Park birdwatching community?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, because they found a dying red hawk, and they're like, oh, that's got to be the same hawk that was famous in 2004. And then some people were like, maybe. And then a lot of people were like, probably not. It's probably been dead for like a decade.
I mean, his ventral feathers are slightly differently marked, so clearly it's not the same one.
Well, actually, the markings were almost identical.
Oh, well, you know.
Which is why they were like, it might be that one, but then like, or it could be one of its offspring.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then they were like, oh, but this one did have a predisposition towards eating baby birds instead of just poisoned rats like all the other hawks, so maybe it would live 50% longer than most red hawks.